Let's turn over there to the 13th chapter of John. Just moments before Jesus was to go to the cross. These are the final moments. And of course, we read this last night. And Jesus saw to it. You know, the scripture said he knew who would betray him. But that scripture should be fulfilled. Anyway, he got Judas out of the room. And then, verse 34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men, and you notice men is in italics, so that's leaves the pronoun up to you. All people know that you're my disciples if you have love for one another. Love. Now, if you look up the words, there are two Greek words. One is agape, the unconditional love of God. The other is phileo. Phileo is sometimes translated as kiss. It's natural human love. Now, in the 21st chapter of John, Peter said, well, I'm going fishing. The others said, we're going with you. Well, and then they noticed somebody there on a, now it was on the Galilee, it was on the Tiberias side of the Galilee. Anyway, I won't go and explain all that. But then I said, it's the Lord. Anyway, he said, now Peter denied him three times. He didn't call him Peter. Jesus is the one that changed his name. He was Simon Bar Jonah. Jesus said, who do people say that I am? Well, some of them say, you're the John the Baptist come back. Peter jumped up and said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed are you, Simon Bar Jonah, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but by my Father in heaven. And you shall be called Peter, a rock, a stone. In this case, he didn't call him Peter. Let's look at it, 21st chapter of John. In verse 7, that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Well, of course, this is John. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat around him and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship. They were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits or 300 feet, dragging the net with fishes. And soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire and coals and fish laid thereon and bread. Jesus said unto them, bring of the fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, 153. And for all that were so many, yet was not the net broken. And Jesus said, come and dine. None of the disciples asked him, where are you? Who are you? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and take bread and gave them and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So after they ate, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, agape me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, you know that I phileo thee? He said, feed my lambs. He said to him again, second time, Simon, son of Joseph, agape me. He said, yea, Lord, you know that I phileo thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. The third time he said, Simon, son of Joseph, phileo thou me. He came down to his level. He said, he was grieved and said, you know all things, and you know that I phileo thee. Jesus said, feed my sheep. This was before Pentecost. This is still a few days away. And who jumped up and preached first? Bold! He was never called Simon again. He was Peter the Apostle. And his letters, he signed them, I, Peter, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah is right. Amen. So that's how important love is. Now we have that. You know, there are people that say, don't you just love pizza? No, I don't love pizza. I just love my new car. Just throw love around so much. There's another word. I enjoy it. That's a Bible word. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy and said, for he gives us all things richly to enjoy. Not just to meet your needs, but enjoy. And Jesus said in John 16:23, right there in that same setting, he said, up to now, I'm paraphrasing, up to now you've asked me nothing. But in that day, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it you, that your joy may be made full. Hallelujah. That's what love does. Love enjoys. Now, I love my children. I love my grandchildren. I love my great-grandchildren. I'm looking forward to some great-great-grandchildren. And there's some of them I'm trying to... Come on here. Oh, my. So, thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, let's go. You come right over into the Acts of the Apostles. Luke wrote the book of Acts also. Verse 5, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Then they therefore came together and asked of him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it's not for you to know the time nor the season which the Father hath put in his own power. But you shall receive power, dunamis, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, all of Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. That's what changed everything. Amen. Glory to God. So now, let's go. Now, we know that the Scripture says God is love, right? That was revealed through the Apostle John. Then he also wrote, we read 1 John, then 1 John, then 3 John 2. This is the same apostle, spent his life with Jesus. He said, well, let's look at it. the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, now notice I have a little to by the word wish, and it says pray. Beloved, I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. What is a prosperous soul? Now, your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. A prosperous soul. Now, we know what a prosperous spirit is. A prosperous spirit is born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, and walking in the living Word of God. But what is a prosperous mind, a prosperous will? If you check out God's instructions, He said, when you go over your olive trees, leave a little. Let others come behind you that they may have. When you cut your wheat, leave a little so the poor can come and garner. Leave a little. Leave a little. That's a prosperous soul. We must now go to guess where? Mark chapter 11. We have to go there. And it's good if you read that whole chapter and anyway, verse 7, they brought the colt to Jesus, cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees and strode them in the way. And they went before, and they followed and cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David, cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the evening tide was come, he went out to Bethany with the 12. That's the first act of wisdom. Now, he made them mad when they did that in the street. But he just went in there and looked and didn't do anything because he said, I only say what I hear my Father say, and I only do what I see my Father do. He went into that temple and just looked around. Went back and slept on it all night. Went back in there the next day. On the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereupon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not. Now, let's put that up, please, in the Amplified. She knew I was going to do that. Seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. But when he came up to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not yet come. Well, that tree was early. What was the fruit in the garden? Artists paint it as an apple. Doesn't say anything about an apple in the garden. But they covered themselves with fig leaves. It was the fruit of the fig tree. And in the Middle East, they are huge. They're large trees. And it is a very, very special fruit. Now, I want you to notice a couple of things about this now. Seeing that, Jesus answered, he answered that fig tree. Now, it was afar off. So he left the rest of them and walked over there to it. Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. Count them, 9 words. His disciples heard it. And they come to Jerusalem. He didn't miss a lick. He didn't pay attention to that tree. He spoke to it, and as far as he's concerned, it's over with. He didn't care. If it stood there the rest of its life and had leaves all over it, it would never have another fig on it. He said it. Do you hear me? He said it. So then he went to the temple and he came in there, began to cash them out, money changers and so forth. That was not the reason he was in there. He went in there to clean it up and he taught. He got it cleaned up. So this is what his father pointed out to him. He got it cleaned up and then he could teach there. And he taught on prayer. Now, the thing that they were doing, if you brought your lamb in for sacrifice, it always had a blemish and they would sell you another one. Take your lamb in the back and then sell your lamb to somebody else. It was a con game. And man, I mean, he tore that place up. Turned those money changers tables over, just ripped into that whole group, and then he preached all day. My kind of guy. Till evening, let's go home. I mean, like Jesse said, well, it's still dark. We're not leaving yet. On the morrow, in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots, not the leaves. Faith, the word of God, will go to the root of the problem. Look for it. My spiritual father, Oral Roberts, said this to me. He said, when your finances dry up, he said, there's a key issue someplace. And he said, people that don't live by faith, they'll never know what it is. But he said, you stay in prayer and you listen and you listen and you listen. He said, the first thing you check, are you walking in love or are you not? But he said, there's a key issue in there someplace. And the Lord will show it to you. And then he said, when he shows it to you, you cast him out and it'll free up the ministry's income. That's good. Key issue. Say it. Key. There's a key issue. It's like a Chinese puzzle. And you look for that one thing that solves it. That the person that designed the puzzle is the only one that knows what the key is. Well, the devil will do his best to hide it. But the Lord will shine light on it. And some of the things that I've told you already about all that, those were key issues in my life. They had to be changed over a long period of time. So now notice this. Peter calling to remember saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Now, you know Peter well enough to know that when they walked back past that tree, he took a good look at it. Nothing happened. It still had leaves. But then, over that 24-hour period of time, it withered away because it died at the roots. Jesus answering unto them, saying, have faith in God. The cross reference says, have the faith of God. Well, of course, it's God's faith. Now, Brother Hagin and the people that instructed him that another way to translate that is have the God kind of faith. Well, if you study the book of Ephesians, you know that when you were born again, it was by faith and by grace and by faith, it is the gift of God. And somebody asked me, was the faith the gift or the grace the gift? Well, both of them. It is by faith so that it might be by grace. So now, if you look at that, he answered that tree. He spoke to the tree. He didn't pray about the tree. He just spoke to it and left. Spoke the end result. Whosoever shall say, for verily, truly, I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now watch this. And immediately he used it. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, you'll have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. If you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespass. He can't. He can't get to you. If you don't forgive someone else, then you're in a state of unforgiveness. And now the devil has access to your innermost counsel. Yes. And God can't get in there. You can find it again over in the book of Hebrews. It's impossible to call them to repentance. Amen. But can you see what love has to do here? Yes. This is where love takes over. This is part of living the love life. And finally, when you finally come up to that place and you realize, my faith not working here, I better check this out. There's something off here someplace. I can tell it. I don't like this. So you just get on your knees and you believe God and you pray and roll the care of it over on the Lord and say, now, Lord, let me know. Now, I'm not going to worry about this. I turn over there, 1 Peter 5, and I just cast all the care of so-and-so and this thing here over on you, and you show me. You show me. And I've had it to come up in the most unexpected time and unexpected way. That person's, whoever it was, their face would just come up before me, and I'd think, so... I didn't think there was anything to it much, but there was. So you just start in. Oh, Lord, I love her. I love him. Amen. Because you love him. And I can do this. That's agape instead of phileo. You make a love decision. God is agape lover.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. April 13 through 15, join us at the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri. May 12 through 13, make plans to be at the South Africa Victory Campaign in Randburg, South Africa. June 1 through 3, come to the Europe Victory Campaign in North Yorkshire, United Kingdom. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.
There is one force that is the source of all spiritual power. One force that will give you victory. One force that is God Himself. It's love. Open the door to God's overcoming authority in your life with the Power of Love package by Kenneth Copeland, The Power of Love and Love Confessions, and a mini book by Gloria Copeland called Love, The Secret to Your Success. When you remain in God's agape love, fear is shut out and you are positioned to never fail. It puts a wall of protection around you and opens you up to receive God's blessing. By faith, you can learn to love with the God kind of love. Activate His power in your life by making the quality decision to remain in love. Continually confess His word. Then begin to see how it causes your faith to work and propels you over every obstacle. Act on God's word and experience the power of love.
Request the Power of Love package free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Discover how to overcome any obstacle in your life through the power of love. Plant God's words of love deep in your heart, speak words of love with your mouth, and see miracles show up in your life. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. The love of God is released in our lives by acting on God's word. When we walk in love by faith, it opens the door to God's power and blessing. Learn more about this with the Power of Love package, 3 teaching products free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. In her book, Gloria Copeland shares that walking in love is our great advantage. As long as we live in God's love, we cannot be hurt and we cannot fail. He's given us His love manual, the Word of God. When we follow it, we are walking in love. We have His instructions on how to love others as He loves us. Be sure to request your free package today on kcm.org. These products are also available as free digital downloads on our website. Now, if you need prayer, call KCM's prayer line. Our prayer ministers are licensed and trained in the Word of God to pray in faith with you. And whatever you're facing, 1 Corinthians 13:8 declares the truth. Love never fails. God is love, and His plan is greater than any storm. Trust in Him and know and believe that love He has for you. KCM has prayer ministers in all of their offices around the world. To contact the office nearest you, go to kcm.org. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help you grow spiritually and live in victory every day. Feed your spirit with God's Word. Go to kcm.org.uk to watch or download the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Read faith-based content in the Believer's Voice of Victory interactive magazine or in our daily devotional, From Faith to Faith. All available to you free. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.